Listening 59. Listen and read.
Black Beauty. Black Beauty is a beautiful horse. He has a fine black coat, one white foot, and a white star on his forehead. He is also hard-working and clever. He is patient and easy to train. For the first 4 years of his life, he lives with his mother on a farm. His master is good and kind, but at last it is time for him to be sold. He is bought by Mr. Gordon, who lives in a place called Birtwick Park. He is looked after there by a groom called John. Mr. Gordon and John are both kind men. Black Beauty has a good life and is treated well. Black Beauty pulls Mr. Gordon's carriage and gives children rides on his back. Everyone loves Black Beauty, and then he shows how clever he really is. One day in the autumn, Mr. Gordon had to go to a distant town on business. John harnessed Black Beauty to the carriage, and the three of them went off. There had been a lot of rain, and the wind was very strong. When they came to the river, the water was so high it nearly reached the wooden bridge, and many of the fields were under water. In one low part of the road, the water was halfway up to Black Beauty's knees. They got to the town, and the master's business took a long time. It was late in the afternoon when they started back for home. The wind was much stronger, and as they drove through a wood, Mr. Gordon said,
"I've never been out in a storm as bad as this, John. I wish we were out of this wood."
"Yes, sir," agreed John. "We don't want one of those branches coming down on top of us."
But just as he finished speaking, there was a great noise of wood breaking, and a big tree came crashing down through the other smaller trees and fell across the road right in front of them. Black Beauty was frightened and stopped immediately, but he didn't turn round or try to run away. John jumped out and quickly ran to his side.
"What can we do now, John?"
said Mr. Gordon.
"We can't drive over the tree or get round it, sir," said John. "We'll have to go back to the crossroads and take the longer road round to the wooden bridge. It will make us late, but the horse isn't tired."
It was nearly dark when they got to the wooden bridge. They could see water over the middle of it, but this often happened when the river was high. But the moment Black Beauty's feet touched the first part of the bridge, he stopped suddenly.
"Go on, Beauty,"
said Mr. Gordon. But Black Beauty didn't move.
"There's something wrong," said John, and he jumped from the carriage and began to look round. He tried to lead the horse forward. "Come on, Beauty. What's the matter?"
Of course, the horse couldn't tell him. Just then, a man ran out of the house on the other side of the bridge.
"Stop! Stop!"
he cried.
"What's the matter?"
shouted Mr. Gordon.
"The bridge is broken in the middle,"
said the man.
"And part of it was carried away. If you come across, you'll fall in the river."
The two men couldn't believe it.
"Thank you, Beauty," said John.
He turned the horse gently round, and they took the other way.
It got darker, and the wind got quieter as Black Beauty trotted towards home by another much longer road. The men were quiet for some time, but then Mr. Gordon spoke.
"We were very close to drowning in that river, John," he said. "Men may be clever enough to think of things for themselves, but animals know things without thinking. Black Beauty saved our lives tonight. People don't realize how wonderful their animals are."
John agreed, and they drove on in silence. When they arrived back at Birtwick Park, Mr. Gordon's son ran out to meet them.
"We've been so worried," he said. "Are you all right? Did you have an accident?"
"We nearly did," said Mr. Gordon. "But Black Beauty was cleverer than we were and saved us all from drowning."
From Black Beauty, Oxford Bookworms Library, by Anna Sewell, retold by John Escott. Published and copyright, Oxford University Press, 2007.